May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to recite durood and salam upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every single day of our life. Rasulullah SAW made so much of sacrifices for us. Day and night was his dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. All these sacrifices were for us. One durood we find so difficult to send upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore in the hadith is mentioned, Al-Bakhiru man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayhi. The person who hears my name, the meaning of the hadith is, the person who hears my name and he does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not send durood upon me, then he is regarded in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Al-Bakhil, a miser. Is he kanjus? One durood he can't send upon me. So when we hear the name of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One durood you read upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 blessings we get. 10 blessings, 10 sawab. 10 sins are forgiven. Our ranks in Jannah is raised by 10 ranks now. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, especially on a Friday. As it is mentioned in hadith, we should increase our durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So fortunate are those people who go on for Umrah. And so many at this very moment are standing before the Rosa Mubarak and they're making salam directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala take us also again and again there with afiyat. But we are not deprived. Even though we may be very far, distant away, Allah Ta'ala has got angels deputed that whenever durood and salam is sent, recited wherever it may be, in a far remote land, then that angel carries that durood and salam right to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are fortunate, Allah has given us a tawfiq, Allah must increase, give us mazid tawfiq, to always recite durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have gathered here, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn how to make the dhikr of Allah, so that we always keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzah. These tongues must not become dry, must become wet, moist, not with worldly talks, not with abusive language, not with foul and indecent language, but it must become moist with the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah Ta'ala's kindness upon us, Allah's shafqat, Allah's rahmat, Allah's benevolence, Allah's generosity, Allah's munificence, Allah Ta'ala's kindness is so much, so many bounties. We can't even imagine the bounties that Allah has bestowed upon us. There's so many favors and ni'mas that Allah Ta'ala has given us that we are aware of. And there's so many bounties which we're not even aware of, which we enjoy. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim, Allah forgives. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, when A'rabi, when Bedouin, Ja'a A'rabiyun ila Nabi SAW. This Bedouin comes to Rasulullah SAW. And he asks him a question. He said, Ayyun Nasi Khair? From all the people, who's the best of people? So on different occasions, Rasulullah SAW gave different answers, ulama explained, according to the person who asked the question, according to the occasion, then Rasulullah gave an answer. This particular occasion, Rasulullah says, طُوبَى لِمَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُ. That glad tidings for that person who has a long life and he does good actions in that long life, in the duration of life that Allah has given him, حَسُنَ عَمَلُ. His amal is good. He does righteous deeds. So he has a long life in this world, and that long life is spent in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does righteous deeds, he does good deeds. So like a person, if we have read an examination, for some people the examiner says you only got half an hour, some people 1 hour, and some people he lets them write even longer. He favors them. And he gives him a longer time to write. But even then, that person also finally there's a time when he has to stop. So like that, some people come for a few days into this world, some for a longer period, some have a long life. Many people amongst the Sahaba have seen more than 100 years. The general lifespan of this ummah is between 60 to 70 years. So if a person lived for so long, and he did righteous deeds, then Rasulullah said, glad tidings to such a person. There's an incident mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm just going to give you the gist. That a person became shaheed, he became martyr in the path of Allah, and we know the rank of a martyr, of a shaheed. After Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, the next in rank are the shuhada, the martyrs. So one person passed away, the shaheed. And his friend or his brother passed away a year later. And somebody sees in the dream that the one who passed away a year later did not die as a shaheed. He died a natural death. Yet he had a higher rank than the martyr in the akhirat. When it was asked, then this was explained, that the person who lived longer, even though he did not die as a shaheed, but Allah Ta'ala gave him opportunities in that 1 year, such opportunities in which he gained from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he scored such high marks and points, as we say, such rewards he attained from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such forgiveness, that eventually and ultimately he superseded his brother who became a shaheed. So when Allah has given us his life, it is not to be wasted away. It's not to be just wasted in gossip, ghibat, malice, zina, riba, fighting, quarreling, haram actions. When we go a little bit off Sirat al-Mustaqim, then immediately come back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Tawbah, istighfar, tawbah, istighfar. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know what lifespan we have come within this world. The visa that we have, nobody knows what type of visa he has and how long the duration will be. Whatever we have now, we have the opportunity, we have the chance. وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُ The person's action must be good. So a person who lives for a longer period in this world, and his actions are better, he does good actions, then obviously he'll be better than that person who lived for a shorter time in this world. May Allah Ta'ala give us a life full of afiyat, with no sicknesses, no worries. Such a life that we spend in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the love of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the second question he asked Rasulullah, Ayyul a'mali afdal, from all the actions, which is the best of actions? Rasulullah SAW mentioned, أَن تُفَارِقَ الدُّنْيَا وَلِسَانُكَ رَطْبٌ مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ That you leave this world, you depart from this world in the condition, وَلِسَانُكَ رَطْبٌ مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ That your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah. Now for a person to have this type of mawti, leaving this world, and his tongue is engaged in Allah, Allah. It can only happen if every day we're making Allah, Allah. If every day we sit in solitude, even if it's for 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 5 minutes or more, and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are learning how to make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala now. So when we are alone, then take the name of Allah. And the most ikhlas we'll have is when we sit alone and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, there's great virtues of making zikr in a gathering. And also, there are explanations of a person who makes zikr alone also. But the point is that we should be remembering Allah Rabbul Izzat all the time. And zikr helps us to take ourselves out of this ghaflat, out of the life of negligence towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah make us true dhakirin, true shakirin. May Allah help us to keep our tongues moist with His dhikr, inshaAllah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان Oh my most beloved Allah, the most kareem, raheem, Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, how beautiful you must be, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the akhirat, Ya Allah, do not deprive us of seeing you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya we cannot see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us jannat, my Allah. Grant us the occasion in jannat when you will remove that hijab and veil, my Allah. And the jannatis will look at your countenance, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, you are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other person like you, my Allah. There is no other person, Ya Allah. There is no other being, there is no other deity, Ya Allah, that is worthy of being worshipped, my Allah. There is no other Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, you have put us into this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are testing us in this world, my Allah. We are your slaves, we are your servants, my Allah. We are making shukr to you for all the bounties that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted us iman. Oh, my Allah, what a great ni'mat, my Allah. We don't even deserve these ni'mats, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Make us die with iman, my Allah. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't snatch away this iman from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become true and loyal servants to you, my Allah. Make us become true slaves, my Allah. Help us to make our ibadah correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot even praise you correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, our dhikr is not even correct, my Allah. Our tilawat is not even correct. Our namaz, our salahat, our zakat, our hajj and umrah to my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins in our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are still committing sins, my Allah. We are still disobeying you, my Allah. Despite seeing the conditions in the world, my Allah, nothing is shaking us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are living lives of such ghaflat, such negligence, my Allah. You are still tolerating us, my Allah. You are still tolerating us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us the shuur, my Allah. The realization, my Allah, that we have to turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are making complete, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, sincere tawbah to you, my Allah. We are making tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have abandoned all those filthy gunas, my Allah. We have abandoned those sins that we have committed, my Allah. We are ashamed of having committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise and pledge to you, we will never go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the tawbah, my Allah. Accept the tawbah. Give us that himmat and that courage never to go back to the sins, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan are pulling us towards evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is more powerful than you, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan, they are weak, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Our hearts are in your control. Our lives are in your control. Ya Allah, it is only through your tawfiq, Ya Allah, that we can do righteous deeds, my Allah. Give us that himmat and that courage, Ya Allah, to refrain from all those things that will anger and displease you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become pleased with us, my Allah. Ab tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, tu razi ho ja. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't become angry with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't become displeased with us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Righteous and pious deeds, my Allah. Make us have a good akhlaq, my Allah. Make us display a good character, my Allah. Make us have the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our lives, my Allah. Help us to send durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us to make tawbah and istighfar regularly, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to turn to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Guide our parents, my Allah. Guide our wives and children, my Allah. Our family members, our friends, my Allah. The entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, every nook and corner of this world, my Allah. Every country of this world, Ya Allah, there is some problem, my Allah. There is some turmoil, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, my Allah. Guide us towards you, my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat,
give us peace. Ya Allah, give us security, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us freedom from all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, safety from all type of illnesses and diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your special protection, my Allah. Shower us with your mercy and your kindness, my Allah. Wherever we go, my Allah, let there be barakat for us, my Allah. Give us barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib sustenance, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to spend it in the correct way, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Don't make us get involved in zina, my Allah. Don't make us cast lustful glances at haram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to restrain ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from riba and interest, my Allah. Help us, ya Allah, protect us from ghibat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from slandering others, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from belittling others, my Allah. And mocking others, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite us, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Help us for deen work, my Allah. Help us in this masjid, my Allah. Help us for a program, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas. Grant us maqbooliyat, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, all the dhikr we are making, ya Allah, the durood we are sending upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tilawun of the Quran, our salat, whatever ibadat, whatever waaz and nasihat, ya Allah, whatever good work is taking place, my Allah, let it be on our scales of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Make it become a means of us entering into Jannat, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, what are we going to do, my Allah, if you throw us into Jahannam, my Allah? Ya Allah, the fire of Jahannam is too severe, my Allah. Ya Allah, people in Jahannam will be shrieking and helping and screaming for help, my Allah. They will be so thirsty, my Allah. Ya Allah, and they will be given pus and blood to drink, my Allah. Boiling water, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't even take the fire of this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, how are we going to endure the fire of Jahannam? Ya Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. You know our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for becoming so brazen of our sins, my Allah. So bold of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadi mein hum sharminda hai. Forgive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling embarrassed and ashamed of what we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, our future, my Allah. We do not know how long we are going to live in this world, my Allah. Make it be full of happiness and bliss, my Allah. Full of taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong bond with you, my Allah. We have read in the hadith, ya Allah. We have read in the ayahs and the tafsir, my Allah. Ya Allah, of your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, your true friends, my Allah. What bond they have with you, my Allah. They are immersed in your love, my Allah. In your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. When they speak about your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, their actions are full of your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you to grant us your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your muhabbat, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من كل شيء من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. Ya Allah, make your love be most dominant in our heart, my Allah. Make it be most in our heart, my Allah. Make us love you more than everything in this world, my Allah. Make us love you more than we love ourselves, our families, my Allah. Ya Allah, even cold water on a hot summer's day, my Allah, that will quench our thirst, my Allah. And the love we have for that water, far more greater than all those things, make us love you the most, my Allah. And then our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we've got different parishanis and hajat, ya Allah. We've got so many needs in front of you, my Allah, that we are placing to you in front of you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of brothers have assembled here tonight. Our mothers and sisters and many others are sitting over the receiver at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have come to make tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have come to change their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have come to beg from you, my Allah. We are beggars, my Allah. There is nobody else who can help us, my Allah. All other doors are shut, my Allah. Ya Allah, your doors are never closed, my Allah. Your doors are always wide open for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. You know what is worrying us, my Allah. You know our grief. Ya Allah, you know our sorrows and our worries and our miseries. Our calamities, my Allah. Remove all these calamities from our lives, my Allah. Give us peace of heart. Peace of mind, sukoon, tranquility of the heart, serenity, my Allah. Make us become happy people, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever our Muslim brothers and sisters are suffering, my Allah. So many throughout the world, my Allah. So many have got no homes anymore, my Allah. They are homeless, my Allah. Ya Allah, then God, they are living in tents, my Allah. In refugee tents, my Allah. Masoom children, my Allah.
Read this articles, my Allah. My Allah, they've got no food to eat, my Allah. They've got nothing, my Allah, besides whatever little aid can reach them, my Allah. They're still being bombarded every single day, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are listening, my Allah. You are watching everything, my Allah. There is nobody more powerful than you, my Allah. We beseech you tonight, ya Allah, with your Ismi Azam, my Allah. With your most beautiful names and qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most powerful, my Allah. The whole world is weak, my Allah. The forces of the world are weak, my Allah. There is no superpower in front of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them. It is our fault, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is our mistake, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, hamare khataon ko maaf farma. Forgive the young and the old, my Allah. Forgive every person, the ulama. Forgive the scholars, my Allah. We have not done our duty, my Allah. We have not done our duty, my Allah. Ya Allah, what answer will we give to you on the day of Qiyamah? How are we going to face our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Instead of doing a deen work, we are bickering and quarreling and fighting, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah, help the ummah, remove the difficulties wherever there is war taking place, my Allah. Grant them aman and peace, my Allah. How long are they going to live like this, my Allah? Ya Allah, whilst our children have got so many bounties, food, and ya Allah, so much of entertainment and luxury, those children have nothing. They don't even have the clothes beside the clothes they are wearing, my Allah. Ramadan is coming again soon, my Allah. Another Ramadan in that condition, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Ya Allah, put us into Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. There are so many people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. People have got cancer, my Allah. Allah, they have been through so many chemotherapies, my Allah. It is finishing them up, my Allah. Grant them shifa, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Through some innocent, masoom child here, or some elderly person, or some sincere person tonight who is raised his hand or her hand. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you. Answer that person's dua. Allah, give all of them complete shifa, ya Allah. All the marhumin, ya Allah. Give them jannatul firdaus, especially our mashayikh, our family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path. Ya Allah, grant us mawt in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Burial in jannatul baqi, my Allah. We are asking you one tiny spot only, my Allah. Every time we go to jannatul baqi, this is our desire, my Allah. We wish we could just be buried there and never come back again, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know when it is best for us to leave this world, my Allah. You have written already, my Allah. Ya Allah, but grant us Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, we have yaqeen, you will grant it to us, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and leave Qiyamah, the whole the Kuthr water from his Mubarak hands. Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Without any reckoning, in the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, the beautiful palaces in Jannah, the rivers, ya Allah, the bounties in Jannah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr and azab of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever needs our brothers have tonight and our mothers and sisters, ya Allah, grant them the jaiz murad, grant it to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare now, ya Allah, for Ramadan, ya Allah. Rajab and Shaban is coming, my Allah, and Ramadan, my Allah. Make it be a spiritual, ya Allah, Ramadan, ya Allah. Full of barakat, afiyat and taqwa, my Allah. Right from the beginning of Ramadan till the end of Ramadan. Full of noor and taqwa, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim, ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, ya Allah, you find them suitable partners, ya Allah. Make them with nikahs be full of barakat, afiyat, ya Allah. Bless them with taqwa, ya bless them with pious offspring, my Allah, who become the coolness of their eyes. Ya Allah, so many are married and have no children, my Allah. Grant them pious children, my Allah. Healthy children, normal children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them become obedient. Protect them from haram. Protect them from drugs and rave clubs, my Allah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.